There we go. Good evening.
When?
Are you glad you're here? I think the Lord is glad you're here too.
我想神很喜悦你今天在这边。
In fact, have I told you recently how much the Lord loves the Chinese people?
我有没有告诉你神今年是怎么样的喜爱中国人？
I used to tell my granddaughter.
我告诉我的外孙女。
I love you more than you love me.
我爱你比你爱我多。
She'd say, "No, Gamma, I love you more than you love me."
她说不是，她孙女说是我爱你比你爱我多。
I'd say, "No, no, let me prove it."
我说让我来证明一下。
I'd say, "I love you as big as this."
我说让我证明给你看，我是这样子多的爱你。
To a three-year-old, that was very big.
对一个两岁的孩子来讲，这是很大的。
She'd say, "No, Gamma, I love you big as this."
她外孙女说不是，我是这样子的爱你。
I'd say, no, no, no. I love you big as the world.
我说不不不，我爱你就像世界这么多。
She'd say, no, Gamma, I love you bigger than the world.
她说没有，祖母，我爱你比世界更大。
I'd say, I love you bigger than the sun.
我说我爱你比太阳还大。
She'd say, no, Gamma, I love you bigger than the sun.
她说没有，祖母，我爱你比太阳更大。
I'd say, okay, I love you more than the universe.
我说好，那我说我爱你比宇宙更大。
She'd say, oh.
她说啊、
哦、I love you bigger than the universe, Grandma.
她说祖母，我爱你比宇宙更大。
I'd say, okay, I will beat you this time. I love you much as God.
我说这次我一定会赢你。我说我爱你像神那样子的大。
She'd say, me too.
她说我也一样。
So God loves the Chinese people much as God.
神爱中国人就好像神这样大。
So I'm glad you're here tonight.
今天晚上很高兴看到你们。
May I give you a brief commercial before we get into the message?
在我讲到以前，我先给你一个短短的一个广告。
I didn't get my degree in commercials.
我在这方面并没有拿到我任何的学位。
So I'm not very good at them.
所以在行销上我不是非常擅长。
But Pastor Grace has asked me to share this with you, and I might be able to do a pretty fair job on it.
江牧师要请我来，就是介绍底下这个东西。我想我可以做得很成功。
One of the things that we do at the World for Jesus Ministries is we have gatherings currently here in America.
就是我所服侍的事工，就是全世界为了耶稣这个事工，目前我们在美国有不同的一些聚集。
And we call them Gathering of the Eagles.
我们称呼它叫做鹰的聚集。
The reason why we call them Gathering of the Eagles is because
为什么这个名称呢？
The Lord showed me in a vision that's what He wanted them called.
因为神在异象中把这个名字告诉我。
And These gatherings are for the purpose of bringing intercessors and ministers together.
就是这个聚集的目的是要召集一些代祷者，还有一些服侍神的人能够一起。
And we bring intercessors and ministers together for the purpose of interceding for America.
我们把他们聚集在一起的目的是为美国来祷告。
Currently, and for the last 4 years, we've been interceding and repenting.
在过去的四年当中，我们这样子带到，然后也这样子的一个悔改。
For the sin of the spilling of innocent blood.
就是为那个流无辜人血的罪在悔改。
We began by repenting for the spilling of the innocent blood of the First Nations people in America.
我们先是为美国就是最开始的那些印第安人，我们流他们的血，先来悔改。
As we completed that task, then we undertook to repent for the spilling of the innocent blood of the African Americans.
当我们完成那一项工作之后，我们接下来所做的就是为那个就是这些黑人的血，我们来再悔改。
We spend a good period of time in worship.
我们花一长段的时间，我们在敬拜。
And in the last gathering, we began showing DVDs.
在我们上一次的聚集当中，我们用 DVD 来播放。
Of the history of the African American abuse.
就是在美国这本地，我们虐待黑人这些历史的纪录片。
We'll be doing that again in this next gathering.
在我们接下来这一次，我们会做同样的事。
After we show the people the abuse,
当我们向人就是显示出他们是怎样的被虐待
，then the Holy Spirit comes,
圣灵就来
And we begin to weep and repent for the sin of currently the sin of slavery.
就是当我们就开始为我们就是在奴隶的这方面我们所犯的罪我们开始哭泣悔改。
Now the Lord spoke to me in the beginning of doing these gatherings.
就是在这样子的聚集之前神向我说话。
In several visitations.
在几次的造访当中。
And he helped me to understand that if we did not fulfill the purpose of the gatherings,
他就是告诉我说，如果我们没有达成就是这些聚集的在一起的目的，
America would not see revival,
美国就不会再看见复兴的到来，
but rather we would be destroyed by war.
然后我们会被战争毁掉。
The only thing that stood between war and revival.
就是在战争跟复兴当中所站立的这件事是
was the obedience to do the gatherings.
就是我们顺服的去做这些应的聚集。
And the reason for that,
而这个原因是在于
is because of this repentance of the spilling of innocent blood.
就是我们为这个流无辜人血的这样的罪我们有悔改。
It's as though we're washing the land clean of 400 years of insanity.
就是我们这样在把这四百年在这个地上所流这一切无辜人血这一切的不洁净把它清除
When we have completed the task
当我们完成这工作的时候
Then a major outpouring of revival will be blessed how can I say this? A major outpouring of revival will fall upon America and the blessing of the Lord
那就是说神那个复兴会很大很大的浇灌 在美国神的祝福也会到来
So we get together twice a year in America.
所以在美国本地，我们一年聚集两次。
We spend this time repenting. People from all over the country come.
所以就是全美国各地的人来，我们就花时间在神面前悔改。
And join us in this repentance and in intercession.
然后我们就是在悔改，还有就是在就是在悔改跟敬拜当中。
When we're finished, then we wait for the next few months.
然后之后我们就等几个月。
And we begin to see miracles take place.In America, as a result of the gathering,
我们就看到因着我们这些聚集，以至于在美国，我们就看到很多的奇迹开始发生。
In this last gathering,
在我们上一次的聚集
，within 30 days of the gathering,
在那聚集之后的30天之内
，6 fantastic miracles happened in America.
在美国本地就有六样真是了不得的一个奇迹就发生。
One of those miracles,
其中一个是
，was the arrest, the trial, and the conviction.Of a Ku Klux Klan man who was responsible for killing three young people.
就是一个3K党的成员被逮捕受审，最后定罪，因为他杀了三个年轻的孩子。
Who were involved with some of you? I saw nodding your head, so you already know, but I can't think of what they call them. The civil rights movement.
他参与了所谓人权的运动。
This case was 40 years old.
这个案子已有40年之久了。
For it to be reopened after 40 years.
就是让这样的一个案件40年之后能够重新打开审理。
Is a miracle in America.
在美国是一个神迹。
Now, may I go one step further?
让我再进一步说。
One of the young men that he was responsible for killing was an African American.
他所杀害的孩子当中其中一个是个黑人。
One of the young men that he was responsible for killing was from my people, the Jewish people.
另一位被杀害的则是一个犹太孩子。
For a case to be reopened after 40 years concerning an African American or a Jew is an even greater miracle for America.
所以对美国一个更大的奇迹就是这个案件40年之后打开，而且是相关于一个黑人跟一个犹太人。
For there to be any level of conviction on these matters.Is a tremendous victory for America.
就对美国来讲是一个很大的得胜，就是我们能够有这种程度的一种好像重新的一个辩护跟审理。
And yet, this is only one of 6 miracles that has taken place in America since our last gathering.
但这只是在我们聚集之后所发生六个大的神迹当中的其中一样。
Also, for the first time in history in America,
还有是在美国历史上第一次
our Senate.Did something that is so far beyond our Senate, you have to call it a miracle.
就是在我们的参议员当中做了一件事情，你必须称之为叫做神迹。
They wrote a what do they call that? They wrote I can't think of that now. In essence, it's a legal letter of apology to the African Americans.
就是他们写了一个，就是一封很正式的一封道歉的信。
For not intervening and stopping the hangings, the lynchings is what it was called. Lynchings, hangings.
Okay, 就是他们没有去就是去介入去停止，就是他们就是把人吊死的这样的事情。
During the Jim Crow era, which was about spanned about 100 years in our country.
就在我们国家有一百年之久的当中，有这样子就是把人吊死的这种事。
So they, in effect, apologized to the African American community for not stopping these lynchings when they could have.
所以他们就向美国的黑人来道歉，说他们在他们权力范围，他们可以做的时候，他们没有拦阻这种吊死黑人的事情发生。
This is a very amazing thing in this country.
在这个国家来讲，这是件非常令人惊讶的事。
And so, four more things of that kind of nature and stature.Has taken place in this country since our last gathering.
所以就是另外还有四件像这种本质或这种就是程度的这种事情发生在我们上次聚集之后。
In fact, every time we have a gathering, we sit back and we watch miraculous things take place in America as a result of our most recent time of community repentance.
所以就是每一次当我们有这样聚集之后，事后我们都坐下来看神把这样的奇迹这样展现，就是有一群一群不同的一些社区或一群人，他们会这样开始悔改。
As we repented over the First Nations issue,
当我们为就是美国的那个原住民祷告的时候
，billions of dollars was released to reservations in America.
就在美国本地就有差，就是几十亿的钱就重新的就是被释放进入这些保留区。
That had been held in the United States Treasury for 200 years.
而这些钱本来是在美国的，就是那个府库里面被就是扣留差不多200年之久。
A direct result of our intercessions for the First Nations people.
这就是我们为这些原住民祷告一个最直接所带下来的结果。
We've seen God bring rain to drought-ridden areas.
我们看到说神带下那个雨，就是在那些干旱之地。
We've seen laws changed.
我们看到一些法律被更改。
And just incredible things happened.
就是一些真的很了不起的事情发生。
We ask the Lord to deal with the media.
我们也求主来就是来处置就处理这些媒体。
How many of you remember the Dan Rather scandal?
多少人知道就是去年那个 Dan Rather 美国的主播美国主播这件事
that occurred right after we spent major time interceding that God would bring a level of judgment upon our media.
这个事情发生就是在我们花了很长段时间为美国说，就是求主释放一个公义的审判在美国的媒介。祷告之后，马上就发生这件事。
Anyway, I'm not saying all this to try to brag about the gathering of the Eagles.
所以我跟你们分享这些，并不是好像在吹嘘我们这些聚集。
The work that's being done will be evident enough in time.
就是我们所成就的这个事情，很自然就会被证明出来。
The value will prove itself in time.
就是时间可以证明这个价值在那个地方。
So we're not concerned about that.
所以这对我来讲，我不会顾虑这些事。
But we have spent 4 years interceding on these issues to satisfy the heart of God.
但是我们花了四年之久的时间来，好像来为这些事情悔改，为了能够满足父神的心。
Because our nation was under the most severe judgment at the time that we started these gatherings.
因为当我们开始这样的聚集的那个时候，其实美国正在神最严厉的审判之下。
There was no room left for repentance.
在那个时候，其实没有任何空间，就是我们还可以再悔改的。
There was no room left for revival. God had canceled that on His agenda.
所以在神的计划当中，在当时，神也把那个复兴的这个可能性也完全除去。
The next thing that was supposed to occur on God's agenda was war on American soil.
所以在当时，神接下来要在美国本土要做的就是战争。
So this repentance of 400 years of spilling innocent blood,
就是为这个四百年流无辜人血这样的事情来悔改
，has moved the heart of God to intervene and spare America long enough for a great harvest through revival.
这样的悔改触动了父神的心，以至于他愿意带下复兴，就给美国有一段时间能够有复兴，而且有灵魂的收割。
Furthermore,
而且更进一步的
We're going to see the First Nations people arise and become a vital part of the body of Christ in America as we have never seen in the history of this nation.
更进一步的是我们会前所未有的看到美国的原住民会兴起然后在美国扮演非常重要的角色
It will not only happen here, but it will happen throughout the world.
不仅会在美国发生在全世界都会发生
Secondly,
第二个
the breach between the African American and the Caucasian is going to be healed supernaturally by God.
然后黑人跟白种人当中的桥梁会被超自然的被神来医治
The yoke of oppression that America has kept over the First Nations people and over the African American is going to be broken by God.
就是美国加在这些原住民还有非洲就是这些黑人身上的那个就压制的那样的一个恶会被神这样子砍断。
And as a result, these people groups are going to rise up in their gifting and in their talents and in their value to the world as never before.
而因为他们的恶被砍断，这些人会兴起，好，然后他们里面的各样的才能、恩赐都会被完全的发展出来，这是世界从来没有见过的事。
It's like the world is going to look, they're going to see these giftings come forth, they're going to see the talents come forth.
就是举世都会看到这些人身上的，不管是恩赐是才干，都会被发挥出来。
They're going to see the intellect.
看到他们的聪明。
And they're going to say, "What happened to them?"
他们会说，他们发生了什么事呢？
And it's like they are going to say, "It's been here all along. You've just never noticed."
这些族群人会说，其实我们一直都这样子，是你们都没有留意。
But on the other hand, it is going to be elevated to a new high, surpassing that of the Caucasian race.
然后会到一个地步，就他们甚至比白种人的所能够达到的那个领域会更高。
So God is going to do this for the First Nations people, for the African Americans, because of the fact that they have been last for 400 years.
就是因为他们有400年之久，他们都是比较微小那部分，所以神会为这些黑人还有原住民会做这些事。
Now He's going to make them first.
他会让他们成为伟大的。
Is that okay?
你们同意吗？
Praise God, huh?So these are the kinds of things we're interceding over.
这就是我们所代祷的一些事项。
We're also in the last gathering. We also touched on the sorrows of the Chinese people in America.
那在我们上一次的聚集当中，我们也为就是中国人在美国所经历的这些痛苦，我们也有一些代祷。
We're also interceding over those issues.
我们也为那些事情一起来祷告。
Because we're well aware of the wrongs of the Caucasian people against the Chinese people in this nation.
因为我们也非常清楚这些白种人对于这些中国人所有的一些错误的对待。
God is going to break that yoke as well.
神同样也会把这样子的一个恶从我们身上除去。
So that the beauty and the grace of the Chinese people will be seen and it will flourish in this nation.
所以中国人身上所有的那个各样的美丽会在这边会被看见然后会在这个地方会更多的开花萌芽
Now, I don't know how God is going to do all this.
我不知道神要怎么样成就这一切
Sufficient to say he's going to.
但是我知道他一定会
And he's big enough to be able to do it all.
而且他是这样的大他可以一个人做这所有的事
But he's going to work down through every race in America.
但他会在美国这样各个不同的这些种族都会做类似的事。
And he's going to show forth the beauty of these races.
他会把这些不同的这些不同的民族人的美丽都能够带出来。
And we're going to find a time in America where the races are going to flow as one man.
然后我们就看到各个种族好像就像是一个人一样。
This oceans of division.
就是好像这个极大的这样的一个分裂分割。
Between this race and that race is going to come to an end.
就是跟在彼此族群当中的分割会完全结束。
America has long been known as the melting pot of the world.
美国一直长久都被认为说这是好像是一个种族的一个熔炉。
But the day is coming when that saying is going to be a reality.
但是将有一天说这个名称是真正的成为一个实际。
Now isn't God good?
神是不是很好呢？
So these are the kinds of critical things that we're interceding for in the gathering of the eagles.
所以在我们这个鹰的聚集当中，是我们就是为这些很关键性的事情在祷告。
And have been for almost 5 years now.
目前至少大概已经有差不多四年五年。
But in Birmingham,
但是在
Birmingham, which is our next gathering.
就我们下一次的聚集。
God has told us that there is going to be an incredible outpouring of His glory.
神已经告诉我们说会有他极荣耀的那个事情要彰显出来。
And He's going to do this to affirm us in all the work that we've been doing behind the scenes in this nation for the last 5 years.
他这样子倾降他的荣耀，就是要来向我们确认，来认可我们过去五年在幕后所做这一切带导的事情。
He told us that the beginning of that would be in our last gathering, which was Jacksonville.
他告诉我们说，这个复兴的浇灌是我们上一次的聚集是在就是在佛罗里达的 Jacksonville 的聚集。
Jacksonville, Florida, in the spring.
就今年春天的时候，在佛罗里达 Jacksonville.
There was such an outpouring of the love of God in that gathering.
在那次聚集当中，神的爱是那么大的浇灌下来。
That when you walked into the building,
就当你进入那个聚会的地点
，you felt like you were with family.
你会感觉你好像跟家人同在。
We had First Nations people there.
我们那边有一些原住民
African American people,
一些黑人
we had Chinese people,
我们有中国人
and we did have some Caucasians,
我们也有一些白种人
and, but when you walked into the door, it felt like we had been family for many, many years.
但当你进入聚会地方，你会觉得我们好像已经很多年都像家人一样
There was such an outpouring of the love of God.
就神的爱是那样大的浇灌下来。
There were healings and miracles that took place.
那边我们就有很多的医治，有很多的神迹。
In the physical body.
在身体上的医治。
But it was nothing compared to the healings and the miracles that were taking place between the races.
但是这完全不能跟那个比，就是说在不同种族当中，他们所有的一切的医治。
Am I telling the truth, Nikki?
Yes.
She was there. It was great. So the Lord said that that was a miniature deposit.Of what is going to take place in Birmingham.
那神说在上一次的聚集当中，只是一个很小很小的一个预示，让我们知道接下去所要发生的事。
There's going to be an outrageous outpouring in Birmingham.
在 Birmingham 下一次的聚集会有个极大极大的浇灌下来。
And that's going to be October 5th through 7th.
是在十月的五号到七号。
Of this year.
今年。
We don't charge registration fees.
我们不收任何的报名费。
Because the Lord has asked us not to do that.
因为神这样告诉我们。
But we want to invite you to come and be with us.
但我要邀请你们来跟我们一起。
I might say, if you were to describe what the gatherings is all about,
我会这样说，如果你要来描述说我们这个应的聚集到底是为了什么。
It is a critical depiction of the ministry of the priesthood in the body of Christ.
其实他扮演的角色就是在整个神的家庭当中一个祭司的角色。
It is the display of the heart of God through the high priest.
他就是把神的父神的心彰显向了大祭司。
And the high priest being the one who year by year,
而这大祭司每一年年复一年
would go in before the holy of holies.
他会进入那个至圣所
and intercede for Israel.
会为以色列人代祷
that God would not destroy the nation for another year.
所以至于神不会接下来这一年神不会毁掉以色列这一族。
And that's what we're doing.
这就是我们在做的事。
So come and be with us.
所以，请你们一起来。
And pray for our nation.
然后为我们的国家祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Good. Okay, turn please to Isaiah 40.
请翻到以赛亚书四十章。
While you're turning there, let me talk to you for a moment.
让我跟你说一下。
As we were in worship,
所以当我们刚刚在敬拜的时候
，I saw the Lord Jesus Christ.
我看到主自己。
And he was standing at the right hand of the Almighty.
他就在那个全能神的右边。
He was clothed in the garb of a high priest.
他身上穿的是那个祭司的袍。
Suddenly, I saw wings come out from behind him, like angelic wings.
我突然在他身后看到一个像天使般的那个翅膀这样长出来。
And he rose up from standing beside the Almighty. He rose up.
那他本来站在那个全能者的旁边，他就突然他就开始升起。
And I saw healing flowing from his wings.
从他的翅膀，我就看到有医治这样子流出来。
And immediately I thought of the scripture.
马上我就想到这个经文。
That the Son of Righteousness would arise.
就是那个公义的日头会升起。
With healing in his wings.
就是在他的翅膀有医治的功能。
As I thought about that.
当我想到这经文的时候
，I thought. He's talking to me about the topic of our discussion over these days together.
我想说他是在跟我谈就这几天我们所要讨论的一些事情的主题。
We're not just talking about how to be a good intercessor.
我们不光只讲到说怎么样成为一个好的代祷者。
Really, what we're discussing,
但真的我们所谈论的是
is how to be a priest in the body of Christ.
就是在神的家中成为一个祭司。
One of the reasons the body of Christ is in the shape it's in,
就是今天神的家是在这样的光景，其中一个原因是
with all of its inadequacies,
就是在我们一切好像不足不配的情况下
and its obvious lack of sufficiency,
还有就是一个很不充足的情况
is because this priestly ministry in the body of Christ has not been operative in the way it should be.
就是在神的家中这样的一个祭司的职分并没有在所当有的情况之下运作
And there is no other ministry in the body of Christ that more perfectly depicts the heart of the high priest than the intercessor
就在整个神的家中所有的服事当中没有任何一个比自己祭司的职分更能够描述出天父的心
Not only the heart of the high priest
不仅是那个大祭司的心
but the ministry of the high priest
更是那个大祭司他自己的这样他的服事
and let me just say it briefly like this
让我很快的这样子说
the truest ministry of the high priest
就是大祭司的他的服事是
is to reconcile man unto God
就是让人跟神能够和好
and God unto man
好神跟人也和好
which is the work of the intercessor
这个就是代祷者的工作。
When God is feeling estranged from a nation,
当神感觉到被一个国家好像就这样子推离的时候
because of that nation's great sin,
因为那国家它有很大的罪
the Bible shows us again and again,
那经文一再的告诉我们
that his eyes go to and fro across the world,
就是神他的眼在四处全地寻求
looking for one man who will stand in the gap,
他在寻求这样的一个人能够站在破口上
And if that one man will stand in the gap,
那如果这么一个人他会站在那个破口
God would spare the nation.
那神他就会饶恕释放这个国家
That is the job of the intercessor.
这个就是代祷者的工作
Sometimes the standing in the gap is over a loved one or a family member.
有时候你是为一个家人或者你所爱的人你站在破口
Sometimes it's over a church or a city.
有时候你是为一个城市或一个教会你如此做
Sometimes it's over a state.
有时候是为了一个州这样子
a nation or even a continent
就是一个国家或者一个也就是一个大的这个洋州你也为他来站在破口
But if God can find intercessors that will stand in the gap
但如果神能够找到一个代祷者他站在破口
It enables him to save a nation that is ripe for destruction
这个国家本来他其实是罪恶满盈他应该被毁灭但是神就能够来原谅他
Which brings us down to why I am here
这就是为什么我今天神带我到这个地方。
Pastor Grace, I think already shared with you one or two of the visions that I had about China.
我相信江牧师已经分享过我所看到有关中国的一两个意象。
After the tsunami that ripped across Asia,
就是在去年这样子在亚洲所发生的海啸。
The Lord spoke to me in a very, very powerful vision.
在那个之后，神向我显示一个非常非常一个奇妙的一个意象。
I saw God weeping.
我看到神在哭泣
His heart was broken
他的心破碎
For Asia
为了亚洲的缘故
I saw the darkness over Asia
我看到在亚洲上空的黑暗
And I asked him why is the nation so dark
我就问
Or the you know not the nation but the area of Asia
我就问神说为什么在亚洲那个地区为什么这样的黑暗
It wasn't just dark it was Like it was the aftermath of great destruction.
就是那边不仅是黑暗，而是那边看起来好像是一个很大的一个浩劫之后所发生的一些情况。
And the land was mourning under the destruction.
就是在那个毁坏之下，那些地土好像在那边哀哭。
I could feel the pain in the land.
我可以感受到那个地土它所承受的痛苦。
I could feel the pain in the heart of God.
我可以感受到神心中的痛。
I said, Lord, why is the nation unprotected? Why is it so dark? Why the destruction?
我就问神说，为什么这些国家没有被保护？为什么它这么样的黑暗？为什么他们会遭遇这样大的一个毁灭？
And he said to me very simply,
他很简单的这样告诉我说，
Because I have few friends in this region.
因为他在这个地区，我只有很少数的朋友。
And if you understand the friendship of God,
如果你了解到神的友谊
you know immediately he's talking about intercessors.
你马上就知道他是指的这些代祷者。
Now there is a huge, vast difference.
就是有个很大很大的区别
between an intercessor and a friend of God.
就是在一个代祷者跟一个神的朋友这当中有很大的差别。
How many of you remember the story of Abraham?
有多少人记得那个亚伯拉罕的故事
？He's looking out over Sodom and Gomorrah.
他就看到那个索多玛跟俄摩拉。
And the Lord is standing there next to him.
那神就站在亚伯拉罕的旁边。
And he's saying, "I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah."
神跟他说我要毁掉那个索多玛跟俄摩拉。
But he says, "Shouldn't I tell my friend Abraham what I'm going to do?"
然后神说：“难道我不应该告诉我的朋友亚伯拉罕我将要做的事吗
？”Following this discourse with Abraham,
就是当他这样子向亚伯拉罕这样揭示这些事以后
，He having listened to Abraham in much intercession for Sodom and Gomorrah,
然后他在经由这亚伯拉罕这样子一直为这两个城市祷告，他就垂听。
He sadly had to allow Sodom and Gomorrah to be destroyed.
他很在忧伤当中，他必须让这两个城市被毁灭。
But I want you to understand something very important.
但我要让你知道一件很重要的事情是
There was no other man on the face of the earth who could have turned the heart of God over that area but Abraham.
就在当时除了亚伯拉罕是全地没有任何一个人能够扭转神对那个地区的他的心意
God went to the one man on the earth
神他垂听这样在地上这么一个人
who had walked with him in such a way
他是如此的与神同行
that God could say he's my friend
以至于神会说他是我的朋友
and if anyone can change the future of these cities it would be Abraham
如果有任何一个人有办法改变这个城市的命运那就只有亚伯拉罕了
and he painstakingly listened to Abraham's intercessions
所以神在那个地方就是这样子耐住他的痛苦他就听亚伯拉罕的祷告
to spare Sodom and Gomorrah
就是要来好像免除这两个城市被毁。
And the Lord, with all of His heart, wanted to do as Abraham was asking Him to do.
所以当时他心中其实非常非常想要做，就亚伯拉罕所请他做的事。
But Sodom and Gomorrah had reached such a place of corruption.
但是这两个城市他们所达到那个败坏的程度。
That it had become impossible to save it.
对神来讲，他没有办法拯救他们。
Abraham was a friend of God.
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
Lot lived in Sodom and Gomorrah.
罗德他是住在这个索多玛跟俄摩拉的。
And the Bible says of him that he was a righteous man.
圣经说描述罗德说他是一个义人。
He did not live in Sodom and Gomorrah unrighteously.
他并不是住在那两个城市而在处于一个不义的当中。
He wasn't wrapped up in a lot of sin.
他也没有被很多的罪这样子缠裹。
The Bible acclaims him as being a righteous man.
圣经里面宣称罗德是个义人
，But Lot, who lived in Sodom and Gomorrah,
但罗德他自己亲自住在这两个城市的这个人
，was not confronted with the opportunity to spare those cities through intercession.
但他却没有遇到这样的机会，他能够到神面前这样子呼求，以至于这个城市的命运被改变。
God had to go over the hill, and he had to find Adam or Abraham.
所以神需要到另外一处去找到亚伯拉罕。
Abraham alone was given the opportunity.To spare Sodom and Gomorrah, if it were at all possible.
所以在如果可能的情况之下，事实上只有亚伯拉罕被给予这样的机会，改变这两个城市的命运。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你了解我所说的
？There is a huge difference between Lot, who was a righteous man.
就是说，在罗德这个被称为义人
，who I'm sure prayed for Sodom and Gomorrah very much.
我相信罗德为这两个城市有非常多的祷告。
Because the Bible said Sodom and Gomorrah vexed his righteous soul.
因为他圣经上有讲说，就是索多玛跟俄摩拉让那个罗德的心啊，他的灵觉得忧伤。
If he was that sensitive to the holiness of God,
就是如果他对神的圣洁是这样的敏锐
，then he was interceding for the land.
所以他应该是有为这两个城市来祷告。
But he had not reached the level of being a friend of God.
但他并没有达到被称为神的朋友这个程度。
So although he interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah,
所以虽然罗德为这两个城市有代祷
，his intercessions didn't carry the weight with God to be able to save Sodom and Gomorrah.
但他的代祷并没有达到那样一个重量，以至于神可以来拯救这两个城市。
Lot was an intercessor.
罗德他是一个代祷者。
Abraham was a friend of God.
但亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
What God is looking for,
而神所在寻求的是
are in particular,
他特别是在找
Chinese people,
中国人
who will become friends of God.
他会成为神的朋友。
Now he's always open to anyone of any race who's willing to pay that price.
他对全世界任何一个种族的人愿意付上这样代价的人，神都是敞开心的。
But God wants to move so powerfully in Asia.
但是神渴望在亚洲能够这样子大而有力的行事。
And among the Chinese people in this hour,
在这个时刻是在中国人的当中。
That he has particularly placed his focus on the Chinese people.
所以在这个时候，他特别特别把他的注意力专注在中国人当中。
And he is looking for people who will pay the price to become the friend of God.
他正在寻找那些愿意付上代价成为神的朋友的人。
Or you might say priestly intercessors.
或者你可以称这个人叫做就是祭司型的这种代祷者。
So tonight, as I begin to share with you,
所以今天晚上当我开始这样子跟你们分享
，Please keep in mind.
所以请你们留意
that I'm looking at you as people who are relatively developed in intercession.
就是我视你们各位 是把你们当作说你们在代祷的事上已经有某种程度的一些培育。
How many of you can raise your hand and say I am fairly developed in intercession?
如果你觉得你是个相当就是某种程度的代祷者，你可以举起手让我看。
Good. So.What I'm going to try to do is talk primarily to those who have had some level of experience in intercession.
所以我主要我要跟你们讲的就是针对这一些就是在代祷上已经有累积相当的经验的这些人。
To provoke you to go higher.
以至于我能够这样子鼓励你能够进入更高的。
And to encourage you in a life of intercession.
然后会鼓励你进入这样子的一个代祷的生活里面。
For those of you who do not have a lot of practical experience in intercession.
就是如果你是在代祷上还没有累积到这种程度的这些经验的话
I'm going to try to help you understand why it is important to develop that kind of life.
那我会来帮助你了解说就是培育出那样子的生活形态它的重要性在什么地方
Because God needs you.
因为神需要你
And he needs you now.
神现在就需要你
Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Turn in your Bible, please, once again to Isaiah 40.
请翻到以赛亚书40章。
I'm going to have Nikki read verses 3, 4, and 5.
我们一起来读第三到第五节。以赛亚书四十章第三到第五节。有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道，一切山洼都要填满，大山小山都要削平，高高低低的要改为平坦。崎崎岖岖的必成为平原，耶和华的荣耀必然显现，凡有血气的必一同看见，因为这是耶和华亲口说的。
So here Isaiah is talking primarily about the coming John the Baptist.
所以这边以赛亚他主要所谈的是讲到说就是施洗约翰的到来。
And the ministry of John the Baptist.
还有就施洗约翰的他的服事。
But he's also giving us a glance.At the contemporary intercessor,
但他同时也让我们稍稍的能够一窥说，就是现在当今现代的这些代祷者他们的生活形态。
What is the work of the intercessor?
所以这些代祷者他们的工作是什么
？To clear away the obstacles,
就是来把这个路上的一切的路障碍都挪开。
To make straight and smooth in the desert a highway for our God,
能够修直修平神的路。
His job is to fill up the valleys.
所以他的工作是要把那些山洼的地方要把它填满
To bring the mountains down
然后把大小山岗都把它削平
To make straight and level paths
然后把高高低低的要变成平坦
For the revealing of the glory of the Lord
以至于神的荣耀能够彰显
You see, the glory of God never comes without intercession
你要知道没有代祷神的荣耀从来都不会来
Every time you see revival sweep through an area
所以每次当你看到有个复兴好像这样扫过很少这个地区
You will always see it prefaced by intercession
在那个之前就一定是会有代祷
It may not be an entire nation crying out for revival
也许不是一整个国家都在就是呼求有复兴的领导
But you will always see that the intercessors have been on their knees interceding for the nation
但你一定会看到是有代祷者跪在那边为这个国家在代求。
Even in respect to the gathering of the eagles,
就甚至就是讲到说我们这些鹰的聚集。
We're doing our part in interceding for the nation.
我们也在为这个国家做我们这一部分的代祷。
But what we are doing is being built on a platform of decades and generations of intercessors who have wept and prayed over America.
但是我们的工作的根基是在于，就是这几十就多少世代以来，有许许多多代祷者，他们跪在那边为美国在这边呼求悔改。
God comes in the fullness of His glory in answer to prayer.
所以神在他一个极大的一个完满的同在那个荣耀当中，他领导然后回应我们的祷告。
And so at that time when He is getting ready to come, He always compels His intercessors.To begin to pray and bring forth God's will and His heart in a nation.
所以当他预备要来的时候，他就会开始驱策这些代祷者开始祷告，以至于他的心意跟计划能够在这个国家成就。
Turning your Bibles, please, to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10.
我们请翻到耶利米书第一章第十节。耶利米书第一章第十节。
Just go ahead and read it, Nikki.
看哪，我今日立你。在列邦列国之上，为要施行、拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立、栽植。
So again, this is the call to the intercessor.
这个就是对代祷者的呼召。
Now, if all you are called to is to pray for families,
如果你的呼召就只是被招来做为你的家庭祷告
，then you may be rooting up and pulling down strongholds over a family.
那你就是为你的家庭在那边拔除，然后栽种。
But God is looking for people who will mature into the level of being able to pray for cities, states, and nations.
但神在寻找一些人，他是成熟到他可以为一个城市、为一个州，甚至为一个国家来祷告。
Intercessors that He can teach how to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to overthrow, to build and to plant.
就是这些人，他可以教导这些代祷者，他可以怎么样拔除，然后拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立、栽植。
He will not only give youthe capacity to do this, but He will give you the anointing or the authority to do this.
所以他不仅给你有这样的身量去如此做，他会把那个恩膏，也就是那个权柄，会把那个赐给你。
He's looking for intercessors today.
所以他近日正在找这样子的一个代祷者。
That will pay the price.
他愿意付上这样代价。
To grow in Him.
在他里面能够这样子成长。
To grow in the authority of intercession.
而且是在代祷的这样一个权柄上能够成长。
To the point.
到一个地步
that you can overthrow principalities and powers,
所以你可以好像整个毁掉这一切执政掌权的
that are keeping His glory out of a nation.
而这些执政掌权让神的荣耀不能够临到这个国家。
How many of you, if you had known that a major tsunami was coming to Asia, if you would have known that you could have stopped it, how many of you would have been on your knees to do that?
就说如果你事先预知说这个这么大的一个海啸会临到亚洲的话，你们多少人会跪下来为这事祷告
？Raise your hands high，
请你把手举高让我看。
That's what God is looking for. He's looking for people who He can say to them, a tsunami is about ready to hit such and such an area.
神就在找这样的人，就他可以跟他们说，这个海啸就要临到什么什么地方。
But if you will pray right now，
然后如果你会现在就开始为这事祷告
，You can stop it。
你就可以就是拦阻这事发生。
He's looking for people to give that kind of authority to。
他就在找这些人，他可以把这样子类似的权柄给他们。
Tsunamis and earthquakes and hurricanes and tornadoes， these kinds of things are sent or provoked by spirits of destruction。
就是这些毁坏的灵，就是不管说是飓风啊、龙卷风或者海啸、地震，都是由这些毁坏的灵它所开始的。
So if you are very sensitive to the Lord，
如果你对神你是非常敏锐的
，and He says to you，
而他向你说
，major destruction is about to sweep over such and such an area，
就是很大的毁坏马上就会临到某某个地区。
But if you will pray right now，
但是如果你现在去祷告
，I can stop it，
我就能够拦阻它。
Then you have the blessing,
那你就会有这个祝福
of being used by God,
能够被神用的祝福
to save hundreds, potentially even thousands of people.
你甚至可以就是拯救那个成几就是几百个几千的人
from death,
从死亡
just because you prayed,
就只是因为你祷告
This is the kind of army that God wants to lift up in this hour.
就在这个时候，神就要兴起这样子的军队。
So turn please to the book of Ephesians.
所以请你翻到以弗所书。
As I've been trying to say, not everyone can be a high-level intercessor of this nature.
所以我所要说的就不是每个人都能够就是能够达到这样子一个程度的一个高的代祷之分。
There are certain requirements.
是有一些要求。
One of those requirements is faith.
其中一个要求就是信心。
One of those requirements is purity.
另外就是你的一个洁净。
Another requirement is separation.
一个分别出来。
God requires separation unto His holiness.
神要我们完全的分别为圣。
But at the bottom, the foundation.Of walking in this kind of authority,
但是你能够走，就是行走在这种程度的这种权柄，那个真正的根基是在于
is faith,
是信心
that God wants to use you in that way,
就是你相信神要如此的用你。
So I want to share with you just a few minutes here out of Ephesians.
所以从以弗所说，跟你有一点点分享。
Let me see.Why don't you start at 17, read down to verse 23.
17 to 23. Yeah. Okay. 以弗所书第一章十七到二十三节，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且显明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业。有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The first thing that Paul is saying,
所以保罗这边第一件所说的是
is to pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
就是你要为那个智慧跟启示的灵你来祷告。
But not just for any purpose.
但是不是为了其他的一些原因。
But for the purpose of receiving insight to the mysteries and the secrets and the deep intimate knowledge of God.
而是 你所要这样子祷告的目的是说你能够从神领受你对神那个深奥的一些事一些亲密的事情你可以开始有所领悟
And also to pray that your heart the eyes of your heart will be open or enlightened
那同时你要祷告就是 你心里头的眼睛能够被打开就是被 开启
To understand the hope to which you've been called
然后你能够知道你恩召的指望是什么
See the body of Christ
你要知道就是神的教会
For, well, the whole history, 2,000 years,
就这两千年来的这个历史当中
has walked at a level, you might say, here, at about this level.
就是一直行走是在差不多这样子的一个领域，这样子的程度上面。
When in fact, the body of Christ was created to walk in heavenly places.
但是像教会它被创造，它是应该行走到像在天上一样的那样的一个领域。
We have a body.That is walking as Christians in the earth.
我们在地上是有这样的一个身体，是好像基督徒在地上生活。
But not as a spiritual entity walking in the heavens.
但是我们却没有好像像是一个灵体能够在天上这个领域行走。
And as a result,
那结果就是
many of the things that God would like to accomplish in the earth have never been accomplished.
就是说神在地上很多他想要释放所做的事情就没有发生
Partially because the body of Christ
其中一个原因就是神的教会
Doesn't understand that it can do the kinds of things God wants to do
他们不知道他们可以如此去做神要他们做的事
They don't perceive it so they don't have the faith for it
他们没有这样子领悟所以他们并没有这方面的信心
Partially because the body of Christ is so entangled with the things of the world
那另外一个原因就是神的教会，他在这个世界上被世界上的事情那样的纠缠。
That their eyes have become dull to spiritual things.
所以至于他们眼目对于灵界的事情就非常的混乱，很混浊。
You hear a good message about the possibilities of good spiritual things,
就当你听到一些很好的一些灵界可以发生的一些事情，
and it sounds really wonderful,
对你来讲你觉得这太奇妙。
But within a few weeks,
但就在短短几周之内，
the whole concept just begins to fade in your heart.
但是你所刚刚才领受这一切的这些光照，这些就慢慢慢慢就这样淡化在你的里面。
You'd love to be able to walk with the vision burning in your heart.
就是你愿意好像在那个你行走在你里面燃烧的那样的一个意象的里面。
But it's very difficult.
但是确实很困难。
And it fades.
然后它慢慢就这样子退掉了。
And the reason it fades.
那你原因为什么会这样子淡淡的离开呢？
Is because the love of the things of the world.
那是因为你在爱地上的这些爱。
Begins to drown it out.
就慢慢把这些东西都淹没了。
So part of the problem is lack of faith.
所以一部分的原因是因为你没有信心。
Part of the problem is lack of insight.
另外就是你没有那个洞察力。
Part of the problem is love of the world.
另外就是你爱世界。
Part of the problem is sins of the heart.
另外就是你心中的罪。
All of these things are keeping God's church way down here.When he wants it way up here.
而这些事情就是让神的教会行走在这么低的领域里面，而是让神的心意是要我们在那么高。
This is why Paul is encouraging that we pray that God will open our eyes.
所以这是为什么保罗他鼓励我们要祷告说，神啊，你要来开我的眼睛。
Open the eyes of our heart.
打开我心中的眼睛。
That we can understand the hope to which we've been called.
那我们才会真正的明白，就是说我们的恩召的指望是什么。
That we can understand that we have been called to be the sons of the Most High God.
我们能够知道说我们被呼召是要来做至高者的儿子。
That we can understand that we have been called to walk the same walk Jesus Christ walked.
就是我们要知道我们所呼召，我们是要像耶稣在地上是这样的行走。
That we can understand that we've been called.To perform the same works that Jesus Christ performed.
我们被呼召要像耶稣基督在地上这样的行事。
He says, pray for the spirit of revelation and wisdom and for the eyes of your heart to be opened.
所以保罗说你要祷告，为智慧跟启示的灵祷告，还有你的心中的眼睛能够打开。
He says, so that you can know and understand.
所以以至于你能够知道。
What is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness?
所以你才能够知道他所那是何等的大，如何超越的这样的一个事。
What does this word unlimited mean?
什么叫做没有限量呢？
It means to be without limits.
意思就是说是没有限制的。
You think that's pretty smart, don't you?
这很聪明的解释。
He wants us to take the boundaries off of our understanding of God.
他要我们把对于神的了解的这样子一个限制，一个框框，把它完全拿掉。
And move him into the realm of unlimited.
把他移到那个没有限量的一个领域里面。
Furthermore,
更进一步的
，He wants you to be moved into the realm of unlimited.
他要我们也进入那样一个没有限制的一个领域里面。
It's not enough to know that God is unlimited.
你光知道神是无限量的是不足够的。
Jesus said, "If you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed,"
耶稣说你如果有像芥菜种那样的信心
，You can say to this mountain,
你可以向这山说
"Be thou removed."
就是我要移开你
"And be thou cast into the sea."
你可以把它丢到海里面。
How many of you have been casting mountains into the sea?
你们有多少人把山这样子丢到海里面的？
How many of you noticed that Jesus never did that?
有多少人知道说耶稣其实也没有做过这事？
Have you ever wondered why?
你们想过为什么呢？
Do you ever think that maybe the disciples were saying, "Yeah, Jesus, I know that mountains can be cast into the sea if you're doing it."
那就是你多少人想过说，像门徒会心里想说，耶稣即使你做山也不会移到海里面去的。
But I wonder why you never do it.
但是就对不起，我讲，就说就如果你做山会移，但是为什么你从来没做过呢
？And I'm sure even at times they wondered if he really had that kind of power.
那甚至有时候门徒都会怀疑说，耶稣到底有没有真的有这样的能力
？Do you think that's possible?
你们觉得这是可能的
？It's probable.
这是很可能的。
Yet he said it could be done.
但是耶稣却说这是可以做的事。
What is the key?
那个钥匙是什么
？Faith，
信心。
so little faith that he said, as the grain of mustard seed.
他说那信心是这样小，只要像芥菜种那样子大。
Do you know how little a grain of mustard seed is?
你知道芥菜种的那个种子有多小吗？
It requires so little faith, but no one is walking around jumping mountains into the sea.
但是他所以他这个所需要的信心是那么小，他却没有人去做这样的事。
Well, that might seem a bit extraordinary.
这个也许有点就是有点很突出。
But God wants a church in these last days that are doing extraordinary things.
但是神就是要在这个末世要教会做这样子超凡的事。
Many times the Lord Jesus has allowed me to experience the kind of faith he walked in.
就是很多时候神让我知道他所行走那个信心的领域是什么。
His faith in the knowledge that if he had said to any mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it would have happened.
那神的耶稣的信
was absolute. Sorry, Nikki.
就是神耶稣的信心是那样的绝对，就是他相信说他只要说那个山就一定会移。
It was absolute.
这是绝对的。
If he would have said to any mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the Sea of Galilee.
就是他心中那么决定说他只要向这个任何一座山说你挪移要丢到那个加利利海。
My dear friends.All of Israel would have seen that mountain jumping into the sea.
就是我的朋友，我就你要相信，那全地在那个地方，以色列人都会看到那个山，就是会掉到那个海里面去。
That's why he never did that.
所以就是为什么他没有这样做。
That's why he never spoke to any mountain and said to any mountain, be cast into the sea.
这就为什么耶稣他从来不去讲这个话，因为真的会发生。
Because if he would have,
因为如果他说了
，Galilee would have been a little fuller.
加利利海就会被填满了。
And we would have had a little less land mass.
然后我们就不会有就是比较多一点的这些地。
In the mountain region.
然后在那个这个山的区域，我们就多一些空地。
You may never be casting mountains into a sea.
也许你就不会在你不会去做这个就把山泥挪到海的这些事。
But God wants to bring you to a place where you are believing Him for the unlimited.
但神要带我们到一个地位上，就是我们能够在，就是相信他到一个好像一个没有限制的地位。
He wants to bring you into a place where miracles are everyday experience.
他把我们带到一个程度，说就是神迹其实是我们每一天都会经历的。
He wants to be able to say to you in a vision, in a dream, to your heart through the scripture.
神希望能够借着异梦、异象、经文，或者向我们的心直接说话。
I want to do thus and so, perhaps to this nation.
会说，就说我想要把这样的事情做在这样一个国家里面。
And there will not be even a threat of doubt in your heart.
而在你心中会一丝丝的怀疑都没有。
Number one, that he can do it.
第一个，他会，他能够这样做。
Number two, that he will do it.
第二个，他会这样做。
And number three, that he would use you.
第三，就他会使用你。
That's the faith he needs his church walking in.
就是这样子的信心，神希望他的教会行走在这个信心里面。
And the ones that have to walk there first.
然后我们一旦进入进去
are not his ministers.
而这样真正进到这个领域的不是他的这些传道人
They are his intercessors.
是他的代祷者
Everything that is birthed into the earth, my dear friends,
在这地上一切所孕育出来的事情
is birthed through God's intercessors.
都是经由神的代祷者开始的
The office and the function of the intercessor is the most primary of importance in all the offices of the body of Christ.
就是这些代祷者他的功能在神家中所有其他功能当中他是个最主要是一个最重要的
And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable
所以至于你能够知道那是何等丰盛
And unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power
是远远超过一切的这样的一个大能
In and for us who believe
所以你会相信
As demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength
是能够在他极大的大能当中这样彰显出来。
What is God's mighty strength?
那神的大能是什么呢
？This is the same one who created the earth.
就是这个大能，就是那个创造这整个世界的能力。
The sun, the moon, the stars.
就一切的日月星辰。
The many universes in creation.
在这一切创造当中，所有这样不同的星河等等。
This is the same one who created you and holds you together by the word of His power.
就是同样这个能力，借着他话语的能力，把我们这些人创造出来，而且到今天还在扶持我们。
He wants you to know，
他要我们知道
，what he is willing to do through you，
就他能够借着你所能够做的事
，according to this mighty strength，
是经过是根据这样子的一个大能大力
，this mighty power，
这个大能
He wants you to know that as He created a nation,
他很知道说，当他创造这个国家的时候
，He can change a nation，
他就能够改变这个国家。
As He created the winds，
当他创造这风的时候
，He can stop the winds，
他同样可以拦阻这个风。
As He created the earth，
当他创造这个地土的时候
，He can stop earthquakes，
他就能够让那个地震不发生。
As He created the seas，
当他创造了海
，He can tell them be still and go no further。
他就可以告诉海说停止，不要再往前。
He has not changed.
神并没有改变。
The problem is he has a church that doesn't believe he's still willing to do these kinds of things.
但问题是在于说他的教会却不再相信神还会愿意做这些事。
What will happen when God has a church who's ready to believe?
但是神如果得到一个教会，他是预备好要相信。
Do you think that he would not dry up an ocean floor today?
你想神今天不会把一个海面这样子完全挪开，然后吹干那个地吗？
As he did in the days of Moses，
就像当年他在摩西的时代所做的。
I want to tell you that not only can he，
所以我要告诉你说，不仅是说他会，
but he will，
就他会，他也能。
The day will come when he will do things like that for his church。
所以将有一天，就神会因着他教会的缘故，他会做这些事情。
So we must pray，
所以我们必须要祷告。
That the eyes of our heart will be opened,
就是我们心中的眼睛会被打开
and enlightened,
能够被开启
and that we will have the spirit of wisdom and revelation,
在我们里面有那个智慧跟启示的灵
that we might understand,
以至于我们会明白
the great calling to which we've been called,
就是我们所被呼召进去那个极大的那个呼召
so that when He's ready to move, we can move with Him.
所以当神开始预备好可以来行事的时候我们可以跟他一起同工
Amen.
Amen
Then it says which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places
然后底下说 他把耶稣从死里复活叫他在天上坐在自己的右边
So now he's clarifying what kind of power he wants his church moving in
所以他现在要把他这个他希望他教会所运行的这样子的能力他把他清楚的解释出来
He wants us moving in resurrection power
所以基本上他就要我们行走是在这样一个复活的大能里面
Not only resurrection power
不光是复活的能力
But the power that lifted Christ out of the grave
而是这个能力是能够叫基督从死里从那个坟墓里面出来
Resurrecting him to new life
把他这样子升到一个复活的生命
And rapturing him if you willto be seated at God's own right hand.
然后把他提起来，能提上去坐在父神的右边。
He wants a church believing, understanding and believing.
他要一个教会是他知道，而且他能够相信。
That they too can flow in this same resurrection.
就是这些教会，他同样可以在这个复活的大能里面如此的运作。
Amen.
Amen.
Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion.
然后就是远超过一切执政掌权有能的主治的。
And every name that is named.
还有一切有名的。
Above every title that can be conferred.
就是任何一切有名的都超过了。
Not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and in the world which are to come.
不光是今世这个时代，而是未来那个世界，未来的时间里面。
How can I share this briefly?But effectively.
让我想怎么样可以很简短很有效的跟你分享
What he's trying to say here.
这边他所尝试要说的是
I don't know if I can say it as effectively as I need to say it. But let me try.
好我试试看
What he's wanting to perform in this hour in his church.
就在这个时刻他想在他教会当中所做的事
He wants to bring forth what God calls His adult sons.
就是他想要把他在教会中就是他要呼召出那个就是他成年的儿子。
Who is the clearest image?
那谁是那个最好的代表呢
？Of God's adult son.
就神的就是那个成熟的儿子。
Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督自己。
Another image.
那另外一个人物是
would be Moses.
就像摩西一样。
Another image.
另外一位
would be Elijah,
就是以利亚
God's adult sons,
就是神那个成年的儿子
When you come out of the place of immaturity,
当你从那个不成熟当中出来
into the place of your majority, into the place of your maturity,
进入你那个成熟的里面,
you are moved from being, oh boy, this is not going to be easy. You are changed from being a temporal being,
就是你被改变，你从一个好像暂时的活在今世的这样的一个人,
who flows in relative power,
他是就是在一个某种程度的一个能力里面
，walking in relative spirituality，
在一个某种程度一个属灵的里面
，loving God，
你爱神
，wanting to serve God，
你愿意来服侍他
，you are changed from that into，
你会从那样的被改变成另外一个
，a man or a woman of the spirit，
就是一个属灵的一个男人或女人。
It's not easy to talk about this stuff.
这事情不太容易讲解。
Yet, in order for you to understand where God wants to take you, I've got to share some of this with you.
为了帮助你了解，我需要跟你分享这个。
This person who has moved into their maturity or majority,
就是这样子进入成熟的这样的这一位。
Is like,
就好像是
a child who was born to be a prince over a country.
就像一个孩子生下来，他就是要成为一个国家的一个王子。
All through his young life, he's schooled on a princely government.
就是说他在他的整个从小到大，他所学的就是说你怎么样来治理国家。
He can have his, you know, playtime and his birthday parties and so on and so forth.
他可以有一些生日的一些宴会，他可以有一些玩的时间。
But little by little, as he gets old enough and mature enough to understand government,
就是当他慢慢长大，他可以开始明白这些国家政府这些事的时候。
He has to learn that there's more to life than just being waited on and loved as a prince.
就他需要学会说，生命不是只是被人来服侍，然后被人来爱而已。
But the day is going to come that he will take over the rulership of a nation.
就是有这么一天，他要起来，要来掌管，来接管这一切治理的事情。
If he's been well trained,
那如果有被好好的这样子训练过
，he can be put in the seat,
他就能够被放在那个位置上。
Moving from the throne of the prince,
就能够从一个王子的位分上
，to the throne of the king,
能够进入一个国王的。
And he'll never miss a step.
然后他不会有一步是错失的。
He'll move in and he will know how to rule a country.
所以他一旦进入这样的位置，他就知道怎么样来治理一个国家。
Before he was learning,
但在他学习之前
，but he didn't have much authority.
在那个之前，他并没有什么权柄。
He could have thought about making all kinds of decisions.
所以他会想说，我可以做这样的决定。
But he didn't have much authority to make those decisions.
但在当时，他并没有能够做这些决定的权利。
He could have thought about many things he didn't like the way his dad, the king, was doing.
他也可能会想到很多，就是说他不喜欢他父亲所有的一些治理的东西。
But all he could do is go to his room and be frustrated.
但他当时所能够做，就只是进到他的房间，然后很有挫败感。
Because he didn't have the authority to change anything.
因为在那个之前，他并没有那个改变事情的那个权柄。
But when his dad passes on and he becomes the king,
但是当那个他的父亲把这王位这样子传给他，他成为国王之后。
Now the whole kingdom listens to what this man has to say.
那现在全国就必须来听他所想要讲的事。
Not only the kingdom that he rules over,
所以不仅是说他所治理的这个国家要听。
But dignitaries from nations all over the earth now pay attention to him.
而且就在当时，世界各地各样尊贵的人，他们都要来听他的。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我所说的。
When you move into your maturity as a son of God.
所以当你一旦长到进入像一个神一个儿子的这样一个成熟度
You are put in a place where you now rule above
所以你就被摆到一个位置是你可以在那个之上来治理
All powers and dominions and every name that is named
就是一切有名的一切能力之上
Not only in this age and world but in the age and the world which is to come
不仅是在今世连来生也是
There is much teaching in the body of Christ that you have authority over all things.
就是在神的家中有很多这方面的教导，就是说你在很所有事上你都有权柄。
That Jesus has bequeathed that authority to the church.
就神把这样的权柄已经给了教会。
But have you ever noticed that there's really not many people who are walking in that authority.
但你有没有留意到，其实不太有很多人是在那样的权柄当中，在那个行事。
If the church were walking in the kind of authority that Paul is talking about here,
就是如果教会是行在保罗这边所形容这样的一个权柄之下，
the world would not have been plagued with communism for the last 70 years.
那在过去的70年当中，这世界就不会有共产党这种事情。
We would not know about Ayatollah Khomeini's in the earth.
也不会有像何梅尼这样子的，就是伊朗那个。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我所说的吗？
Not because you can go into a nation and say, off with his head.
并不是说你可以到个国家说把他的头取下来。
But when the church is moving in power and authority, as Paul is talking about here,
就是如果教会是在保罗这边所形容这样子的一个权柄这样形式。
You can deal with the dominions, the spiritual dominions that keep communism locked into the earth.
就是你就能够 来对抗这些，就是把这个共产制度会锁在地上这么长时间这样的灵，你可以来对抗它。
And when you deal with the dominions,
当你 来对抗这些执政掌权的，
then the poison that they provoke in the earth,
那他们在地上所释放的这些 毒素
begins to get washed out,
就会被冲洗掉。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我所说的。
So God has given power and authority of this nature to the church.
所以神把这样子、这样类似的这种能力跟权柄给了教会。
But who are going to walk in this kind of power and authority?
但是谁能够行走在这样的权柄跟能力当中呢？
Those
就是那些
who understand
他们知道明白
the resurrection power
知道这个复活的能力。
Not only understand it,
他们不仅能够明白
but live in it,
而且是活在那个里面
as a mature son of God,
就像神一个成熟的儿子。
Now there are very many levels of authority on the way up to this high level of authority he's talking about here.
在达到保罗这边所说这样子高的一个权柄的之前，有许多不同的一个程度可以再上去。
And an intercessor grows in these levels of authority.
而这些代祷者就是在这样不同的阶段的这样的一个权柄之上，你要逐渐的长成。
As they prove themselves faithful at every level,
就是他们在每一个层次上，他们都证明他们是配得的。
Do we need to cut it off? They're saying yes with great big smiles. So we're going to take a 10-minute break.
好，我们要休息十分钟。
And you can ponder all the things we're talking about and be back here in 10 minutes.
你可以思索我刚才所说的这一切。